Then we have over here in Tuf Lamed. So now we're discussing, what are we looking for? What are we looking for? Okay. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Tuf Lamed Rabbe says, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, HaBaydik Sarach Sheyivatel. The one that's Baydik needs to be Mevatel. I mean, even though you're Baydik for the Chometz, but you need to Mevatel it. Rashi explains over there, Bittel Sheyivatel Malibay. You have to, it's belief. It's you have to want to be mevatel. So the Gemara says, my timer. Why do I need a mevatel? If we'll say it's because of the little crumbs that are lying around, halicha shivi de nachashim. So the Gemara says, pirurim are crumbs. Crumbs are nachashim. And the Rach over there explains that what does it mean? He says, alpha pishle batlan. Even though you yourself weren't mevatel it, but they are batel. They're batel. The whole kapti alayu. People are not makpid on crumbs. Therefore, they're batel by themselves. So the din bittel that a person needs to do after he's baidik cannot be because of the pirurim, because that's batel by itself. The taisis and the rachim psachim. Later on, over there, explained that later on, it's talking about a case where you have a reva, where you have a kneading trough, a bowl, where dough gets stuck in the cracks. And over there, it says over there that on less than a kezayis, even if the piece of dough is less than a kezayis, and even if it's there to hold the kli together, the kli starts to crack and the dough is holding together. You don't need to do beer on it. That's what Tosfos and the Rach learn. If it's less than a kezayis, you do not need to do beer, even if, like the sheet of Abayi over there, even if it's lechazik. The Kesef Mishnah and the Das and Rambam, that if it's there lechazik, if this piece that's less than a kezayis is there to hold the areva together, you want it to be there to hold the areva together, so then we pass them like Rav Huna, that's chayv and beer. No, I'm sorry, one second, maybe I switched around. The other way around. When it's, no, it's the other way around, sorry. That when it's the lechaze, so then I'm mevatel it to the kli, because I want it to be there for the kli, to hold the kli together. So then I would not have to do beer. But if it's not the lechaze, then I would have to do beer on it. It's not there for the fire, to invite. So it comes out. Let me back up still. There's a sugya later on in Pesachim on Daf Mem Hei Om Rav. We're talking about our reva, our kneading bowl, where dough gets stuck in the cracks. There, do I need to be mevayer this or not? Over there, it's mashma from many rishonim that even if it's less than a kezayis, you need to do beer and get rid of it. Could be when it's there lechazek. To hold the kli together, then already I'm vatled it to the kli, and then it doesn't need beer. That's machlekes rishonim over there. Within this das, that on less than a kezayis, you need to do beer. However, there are other rishonim that learn that on less than a kezayis, you'll never have a chiv beer, unless we mistarif all the different pieces that are stuck into this bowl or wherever it is, if we mistarif them together, we'll equal kezayis. So then there may be a chi of beer, but on less than a kezayis alone, there's no beer. And therefore, according to these Yishayim, if I have in this bowl a few cracks, and each one's less than a kezayis, but if I eat up all these pieces, will they equal to a kezayis, then I'll have to get rid of it. But if I have little pieces lying around in the house, in different places in the house, on that there's no chi of beer, because we're not, the house is not mistarfid. The kli is mistarfid, but not a house. Okay. So that's the machlokes we have over here. The Ram Chalava, the Avraham Beis talks about it, gets into this issue, brings us to the issue of there's chatishi or not, which is the sugya right in the beginning of Masech the Beitza over there, where it talks about the share of Chometz and Sar. Akapanim, what I want to get to is this point, that the Mishabrura over here in Simitav Mem Hei, Sivkatan Lam Gimel, the Mishabrura Mishburun Tov Memhei Lam Gimel. Islam Gimel brings down like this. Tov Memhei, Islam Gimel, says, no, not Tov Memhei Lam Gimel. Sorry. It's not right. I remember this from this time also that I wrote down the wrong Maramakim. But the Mishburun brings down both days. Maybe it's not Tov Memhei, it's Tov Membeis. Tufman base, yeah, Tufman base. Take a look at Tufman base like this. So Tufman base Sifkat Lam Gimel is going on the Mechaba over here. Sif Zayin. Let's read the Mechaba. Batek Shabesitka Areva, dough that's in the cracks of a bowl. Im Yesh Kezayis B'Makom Echad. If there's a Kezayis in one spot, Chayv Levar. Vim Lav. If there's no Kezayis in one spot, Im Hoya Asu L'Chazik B'Shivri Areva. If it's there to hold together the broken pieces of the Areva, I listen by Nekev Batal B'Meuta. Vim Lav Chayv Levar. Says the Mishmurin Sifkat Lam Gimel. B'davka kishyesh ben akol kezayis. This is only if when I'll eat up all these little pieces of dough that's stuck in the bowl, and will equal to kezayis, the asa kli mitzarfei. Then we say the kli mitzarfei. Ava kishloi nisha ben akol kezayis, but if I'll eat up all the pieces of dough that's stuck in this bowl, and it does not equal to kezayis, ain't tzarech levara, you don't need to get rid of it. Ba'afilein osid chazi, ochein, says the Mishabura, ochein, be'emes yesh machlekes be'en paiskim b'zeh. Even though this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that if I don't have a kezayis of chametz, there's no chiyav beer on that, but there's a machlekes between the paiskim and this halacha. The das har be'paiskim, da'afil pachos mikzayis tzorech beer. Even less than a kezayis needs beer. Right? So it comes out from the Mishabura, he's telling you that many paiskim hold that even less than a kezayis needs beer. But the Mishabura adds a line over here. V'dafka, when is it that these paiskim hold that you need beer? Kishir roi l'achila ketzas. Only if it's still roi l'achila. A little ketzas. Ava'ima yimetun of ketzas, but if it's already a little dirty, Upachos mikizayis insar levaya lekuli alma, says Mishabura. But when I have something that's less than a kizayis and it's metun of kitzas, it's a little dirty. It doesn't say it has to be pogum legamri. It doesn't have to be ruined totally, but metun of kitzas. Then I don't need beer lekuli alma. Then there's no machlekes. The machlekes is when is there machlekes on less than a kizayis? When it's roi l'achila ketzas, when it's not metunif ketzas, then there's a machlekes if there's a din beer on less than a kezayis or not. Now the Mishabura over here is talking about the din of beer, the chayra, if you take a look at the here in So we're talking about the din beer over here, and in the din beer we're saying that if it's less than a kezayis, there are many places that hold that right. Now the Mishabura in a few places, is Mavur, and Rav Moshe also is Medayik like this from the Gemara Psachim that we quoted before. The Gemara says, Pirurim Memela Beteli. What Pirurim means, little crumbs on the floor. That's Memela Batal. That has no Chashivas. Therefore, there's no Chiv Bittal on Pirurim. But the chayra there's a kezayis. I'm sorry. Let's be maglad. There are three things. There's a chametz of a kezayis. With that lekuliyam is a chibir. Then there's pirurim, which is mamish crumbs, which on that there's no chibir. Then you have things which are less than a kezayis, but more than pirurim. Meaning there's a dagger between pirurim and a kezayis. What is that? That's something which could have chashivas to it. The mashal, you have a Cheerio, you have a pretzel, a small pretzel which is less than a kezayis. This is something, or even a broken piece of a pretzel, which is not mitun of kitzas, which is not yet dirty, which on that, it's even though it's less than a kezayis, but since it could be eaten the way it is, therefore, over there, there may be a din biur. That's what we're talking about over here, there may be a din biur. So getting back to our shiloh, when I'm doing a bedika, what am I looking for in my bedika? So one thing is klar, you're looking for pieces that are kezayis. Because that lukumi alma have a din biur, and your bedika is to search for the chametz to be mevayirit. What another thing is klar, I'm not looking for the pirurin, because the pirurin are batal by themselves. I don't need to find them, I don't need to... Am I looking for pieces of chametz which are bigger than pirurin, but less than a kezayis? So that's a charitolim, this machlekes ha-paiskim, if I have a din biur or not. Now, the Shulchan Aruch itself is Mekel. Mishbur does bring down that many Paiskim are, the Das Harba Paiskim, that even on Pachas Mekzayas, there is a Din Biur. There's another issue also, what?
It's true that
they have
on it.
Why would you have Din Biur on that? There's no reason why she. What do you need to find it for? I have rice from other mishburis that also mishbur went with this malach. This malach that on pirurim there's no chiv biur and therefore there's no chiv bedikar. But I don't see in svar why it would be like that. But there's another issue. There's Issachil. Besides the dinner by Rabbi Matzei, there's also Issachil Ti Chometz. And the Issachil of Chometz, that's even on a mashul. Issachil is even on a mashul. Is even on a mashul. So it comes out that even if you're not going to be machmir for beer, that even if you can say there's no chiv beer on less than a kezayis, but if this piece has in it a chance that you'll eat it, so then you have the chashash shami yovel oichla, and according to some rishonim, the whole bedika is because of shami yovel oichla. And so according to most paiskim, what comes out according to most paiskim is that, and I think the mishmur is from these paiskim. If you take a look, let's take a look at Tav Lam Gimel, the Sharetzin Lam Gimel. Over here it says Tav Lam Gimel, Lam Gimel, and Sharetzin in the middle, the Sharetzin, he says the bias should darn by the vadeh shom gam va tam yesh lema shom de lechash de levade the af im name of the yesh leib lo shom ya shulchan dilma rak pirurin de memela betali. He says an even can say but things drop but it's only pirurin which are memela bato the gam hu like va kibdo I say could be swept it away, right? But he takes on pirurin ma memela betali. There are other, I don't remember if in the other mishmurs, but what comes out according to most paiskim is that the chiv to be baidik, the chiv that you're looking for is, there's no chiv to look for pirurim. And also pieces which are metunif already, metunif kitzas, also there's no din to be environed, even if you know about it, there's no din to be environed. And kolishkin, you don't need to look for it. Well, you don't know, you don't need to look for it. There is a chayodim, where the lashon of the chayodim is like this. The chayodim says, V'etzrichu chacham livdek b'chayin uvizdokin. Chazal will matzrich you to search in the cracks and the crevices in the walls. The afagav the b'chayin uvizdokin mein lochash el lechametz koshu. Kigoyim pirurin, says the Chayodam. Even though, what could be in these cracks already? Just pirurin. O pirurin memela b'teli v'enai b'shum oifin. Says the Chayodom, still, you need to be invited because there's a chshash Hashem yavi la'ochla on these little crumbs in the cracks. So from the Chayodom, it's a mashma that there's a chiyuv b'dika, even a pirurim of a koshu. And the Makar team, he quotes there as a Makar, the Shulte Gebarim, Psachamish, the Shulte Gebarim, Takan says it over there. The Chazanish also took on, like the Chayodom, and Siddur, the Chazanish, when he did his bedikah, it took him like almost the whole night, even though he cleaned the house beforehand. The Chazanish is Lashon and Sefer, he says, the Le'amru Pirurim B'Teilam El Le'inyan Dein Tzarch Levatlon, the whole din of Pirurim M'Meila B'Teilon is all the din of Bittel, that you don't need to be in Vatlon because it's M'Meila Bittel. Av Le'inyan Chiv B'dikah Shechai V'Chachomim Levayr Min O'ilam. But the chiv bedika, which is in order to get rid of it, so the Chazanish learned that even on pirurim, there's a chiv bedika and beer. He goes there to explain what the Shulchan Aruch that we quoted before, that's mashmah, and less than exact, it's not. That he says that over there it's dafku because it was stuck into a kli, even though it's not there to hold the kli, but that's different than pirum lying around the house, which are not stuck to anything on that, there's a chiv beer. But the Maisa, the Mishnah Brura, and the Groh over there in that we quoted before in Simin Tov Mem Beis, the Groh and the Mishnah Brura over there learn Shad and the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch held that there's no din beer on less than Gezayis. Ella, you just have to, therefore it comes out that as Eitzah, that if you'll be home for Pesach, so then maybe Kedai to look for these small pieces of things, even though it's less than exact, because you have the chashash shem yavlach, you can forget to just pick it up and eat it. If you're not going to be home, then you bake looking for pieces that are a kezayis. And anywhere where there may be some comments which you can't get to, all you need to do is make a matun of kezayis. You do not need to use bleach or any powerful cleaning thing. It's enough to use regular soap, any cleaning soap, which will make him a ton of ketzas. Once it's a ton of ketzas, then there's no problem over here. The what's interesting is that if you take a look over here in Simin Tov Mem Beis Siv Vav, the Mechaber says Nagu Legara Haksolim Vaksoyis. The minig was to scrape the walls and the chairs. Shenagu Mem Chometz, that came in contact with Chometz. V'yesh La Mamash Yismachu, says the Mechaber. They have on what to be Seimich. If there's chametz in this dak that you can't get to, put a little tit on it to cover it up. But the Mishabur over here says, what does it mean? V'yeshna mamashi yismichu, right? The Mechaber says that the minig was to be megare the ksalim, to scrape the walls and the chairs, and they have on what to be samech. So Zakta Mishbru Ratzalim, the aim lilloy gala minig lema shu minig shtus. Don't laugh at it and say it's a minig shtus, mechumra yiseira. El yesh this is smach minig shalmi. The isa shama tach beisei botze. Someone who, they used to smear the walls with dough, chayv levay. So you see there's a smach to it. Says the Sharetzian, it's not a complete raya, because over there, lemaisa, they were tach with the walls with tit. With batzik, they smeared batzik on the walls, so it's possible that there's even a kezayis of batzik on the walls. So that's why the Ishami says to scrape the walls. But the Mechab is not talking about where there's batzik on the walls. It just came in contact with chametz, so maybe it's a mash of chametz. Says the Bir Halach, says the Sharetzian, va'inyan. So what's the inyan? The Yisrael kedoshim heim, v'nogu la'achme afilu b'mashu. And they were known to be machmi even on a mashu of chametz, to get rid of all chametz, even a mashu, right? And they bring down the Sharetshuva, brings down from the Arizal, how the Arizal was mavtiach, someone who gets rid of all chametz, even a mashu of chametz, won't come to cheter in the year, v'chulei. Akapanim. So, but the rule is not to make yourself crazy, to do what you could do, but not to make yourself crazy. But it's a sheni, not to be mezalzel on those that do look for a mashu and get rid of even a mashu. Yes.
Is there an inyan to be machmir by everything or just by Pesach specifically?
We do find by Pesach specifically there is an inyan to be machmir, and that's what the Mishmur is quoting over here.
Why is that? Why should he be machmir?
So a lot based it on the Arizal. The Arizal held very strongly that there's a special inyan api and yonim over here, not to have even a mashu of chametz. And yeah.
Also, the few opinions that hold that there is a difference between perurim and pieces, that are right, like the non-kazayas.
Right.
What makes it a perurim and what makes it?
Perurim are things that are batel me'ela. You would never think of looking at it like crumbs. So crumbs. And the Mishmur says crumbs that fall from the table. So
what's
the floor.
Considered a crumb? Something you would not.
When you're sweeping, what you sweep up.
Sweep up,
but pieces that you pick up and throw in the garbage, that's a piece.
I sweep up everything.
I'll let you decide what.
Say like.
I'll let you decide
what. Anything you would not eat, in other words. Is that correct? Like anything you would
Peruin?
Not eat. Peruin? You wouldn't think of eating it.
I'm not sure. 3 centimeters by 3. You have to be a shy.
Okay, but the getter is what you would eat? Or
a Cheerio, even though it's small, you would pick that up and look at it, and if you're not concentrating, you would eat it. But if it was Matan of Ketas, you would not eat it.
Okay, but little crumbs you would not for sure.
Little crumbs you would not eat, unless you're sitting at the table, maybe you're very bored. But otherwise, you wouldn't eat it from the floor, from the couch, stuck in the cracks of the couch, right? Yeah.
I think my Berkeley said, like, nowadays, like, even, like, the trivia or whatever, we, like, we're more in front of it, something like that, but we
wouldn't need to. Again, I didn't give any rules and measurements. I said, it's up to you to decide what's not. He has the right to make the decision, and you also have the right to make the decision on what, yeah, what not. Just giving the gedarim to what's in front of us, and I fill in the spots. Fine.
So we're not dealing with Balyura anyway unless it's a Kazayas, correct?
What?
Because we're not dealing with Balyura anyway unless it's a Kazayas, right?
According to some Rishonim. Yeah.
Only some?
He said, Harve Paisim argued that Harve Paisim that feel Pachas makes that it's Sarach Bior.
Sarach Bior means that it's Balyura at Balyura, let's say.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, the Maisa, we have over here also a Dichir Bedika. The minig in Klai Yisrael is to do three things. To do bidika, to be baidik for the chametz, and then to do sveifas chametz, to burn the chametz that we find. That's one thing we do. Number two, we do bittel, which by bittel, if you take a look over here in Simin Tav Lamed Dalet, I think it is. Tav Lamed Dalet, Sif Beis. There's two nekudas here, which is kedai to keep in mind. Siv beis, acha v'dika miyad b'layla yivatlenu. After the v'dika, right away, so you don't come to forget to do the bittol yivatlenu. V'yemiko chamiru d'isa v'rshusi d'lechazisi d'levarte l'vato v'lehevikafra d'ara. Hagav v'yema habittol b'loshen shemevin. A person has to say the bittol in a loshen that he understands. In English or whatever language he understands it in, the idea is the bit of the lathe is the ikar. Then the Mechava says a little further, it's good also to say it again in the morning, before the sixth hour begins. Once the 6 hour begins, you cannot be mivatel anymore. Now, what happens a lot of times is people push off the sreifas chametz until the last minute. So you have to be careful that, and then you say the bittel afterwards. Why is it important to say the bittel after the sreifas chametz? I'll say the bittel before the sreifas chametz. It says the Ramah, ve'ein levatloi b'yoyim el la'achash asaraf chametz. Since there is a mitzvah sreifas chametz, there's a mitzvah to burn the chametz, and you want to be mekayim that mitzvah, so in order to mekayim that mitzvah, the chametz needs to be mine. if I'm going to be mevatel it before I burnt it, then it will come out that I didn't burn my chametz. Because I was mafker it. Number one. Number two, also, you need to wait until it's actually burnt. Before, if you just threw it into the fire and didn't get burnt yet, same thing also. It didn't get burnt yet, and you were already mevatel it. So therefore, you have to burn the chametz early enough that you'll have time to be able to say the bittul afterwards.
Completely burnt?
What?
Completely burnt or already returned?
Burnt enough that it's not right to be eaten. That's number one.
Like kelev, right?
Right, yeah.
There's a thing that's moving us at the Shabbos by when you light the candles, how can you not
fire? Bava Kama.
Right, so over here, wouldn't that be considered the beer?
The mice is not burnt, you can get it out and eat it.
Right.
It just means it's misyach. Anyways, over there, it just means it's misyach. Whatever will come out is misyach to you. But so when it will be burnt, it's misyach to you. But until it's burnt, it's not burnt. When it will get burnt, it's misyach to you. But it's not. But it's not. The mice didn't get burnt yet. That's number one. Number two. If you want, you can ask me from Bava Metzia. That's Avudu Mimenu. Once I threw it in already, so then it's anyways Hefker. That's Avudu Mimenu Mikol Oilam. Unless it's a small fire where I could get it out, but if it's a big fire, there's no way you can get it from. So anyways, you're not burning your own chametz. Say that. Akapanim, there were others that were makbid also not to put in any gasoline or any, or whatever. You don't want to blow things apart because then it'll be turn the chametz, not really achil before it got burnt, so you didn't do swift chametz on burnt. But there's another nekuda which I wanted to mention about the bittul, and that was number one was that it should be said before the zman after it's burnt, and I don't remember. Okay.
What does tchilas shashish mean? I mean, what shashish?
At the end of the fifth hour before we go into the sixth hour.
It's not chazir. That's not what now.
Right, it's an hour before, right. Okay.
If we hold beer, it's only beish.
The halacha we machmir for that. You know, very interesting. It's machlekes if beer is beish now, but we machmir for the sheet of sreifa. There's a day in the Gemara that holds that sreifa's chametz is Rabbi Yehuda holds that ain't beer al b'sreifa. There's a day in the Gemara that says that it's only with wood. The sreifa is what eats it. So the Rishash over there, the Rishash has a kasha, that it's mavur in the first perek, that within 30 days you can be mekayim the mitzvah bir chametz by eating the chametz. So how, according to and reviewed it, it's reviewed over there also. So he says that the digestive system burns up the food that's similar to sreifa. You need eitzim. So anyways, I don't know how you remind me of that, but just don't say. And so we're not to do bedika with sreifas chametz. We're not to do bittul, and a person should make sure to do bittul. And it's important to understand it, like the Mishmaru's madgish over here. And then the third thing is that we're not to do Mechiras chametz to sell the chametz. This meaning of mechiras chametz, just in short, you learn the second parak next month. There's a right there in the beginning, the famous Tavur Shar, which writes very strongly against the whole mechiras chametz, because over there it talks about limkol and nachi. But so maybe you'll see it then. But come on, there's a Tesefta. There's a Tesefta over here in Pesachim, Perek Dalet Reis Vav. But Tesefta is talking about where there was a Yisrael and a guy on a ship, and the Yisrael realized that he has chametz with him. So the Tesefta says the Yisrael should give the chametz to the guy. Sell it to the guy. You should sell it to the guy, and after Pesach, buy it back from the guy. The Rishonim bring down the Ritzvah, the Talmud Ramban, and Muki Yosef bring down Shem Rav Amram Goyin, that why did the Braisa pick a case of where they were on a Sfina? It must be. It's not as a takana kavur, that this is what people should do. But in a case where you're stuck, you're on the ship, what are you supposed to do? So then, in such a case, then you could be semech on such a mechir to sell to the goy and then buy it back afterwards. So therefore, these Rishonim learn that you can't just sell your chametz amanas or sell the chametz knowing that you're going to buy it back afterwards. However, from many other Rishonim zavur, then no, it became that the Tosefta is it's a takana kavur, it's a takana that every person is allowed to sell the chametz to a goy. They're allowed to sell their chametz to a goy. There's a Chum Sedeshin. The Chum Sedeshin is still here. In the Kuf Chaf, the Chum Sedeshin says over there, he quotes, in Ois Kuf Chaf, he quotes here, he said, the Shayla was, Mishi b'yesh b'yodeh in yoni chametz samach l'pesach, someone has chametz, v'kosha lov l'varam, v'rotzel l'sitam l'nochri chutz l'bayis. Wants to give to the goy out of his house with matana gemura, va'oisei nachri ha'yisro makiroi, and this nachri, the Yisrael knows him, they're good friends. Ve'yedei abashla yiga ben klal, and the Yisrael knows that the goy will not touch this chametz. El yishmerim loy ad la'acha pesach, will watch it from until after Pesach. Ve'yachsev yitzinala shari ki agav na'oiloi. That was the question. Agav, and could we mentioned it? The Shailas of the Chum Sedeshin were not Meisim that took place. The Chum Sedeshin himself made up the Shailas. Therefore, the Taz and others write that he could be Medaik in the Shaila of the Chum Sedeshin, Diyukim. So, this is the case that he writes. Shuva, Yira, Deshari, it's Mutta. Just give it to him with Matana Gemura. Oi, Sheyim Chreim Loi Mechira Gemura, Bedava Muet. Bedava Muet. Sell to him. You're selling him a room full of chametz, and for 3 shekel, for davar mu'at. That's what he says over here. He brings a riot to it. Agabanim, so Jum Zedeshin says clearly, and other rishonim also mevor, and it's brought down la halacha over here. And halacha simin tav mem ches sif gimel says chametz she yisrael she'ol of pesach et asaban na. The im machre nasna leil yehuda. However, if he sold it or gave it to a non-Jew, shemichutz lebayis out of his house, koinam a pesach. Ava pisha yisrael machre leil yehudi. V'yodei aboy shleiga by klal el yishmerenu leil acha pesach. V'yachzu yitnenu leil muta. Ovelvad marz dalashon shum zdeshin. You give it to matana gemura or you sell it to mechira gemura bevdava muet. So, la halacha we pass in that person, but it could do it. Now, in this,
Is it not that the evidence says if you did it, then it's
Mutter? No, he's saying that if you didn't do it, then it has a dim chametz avalav pesach. He starts off, chametz of a yid, which was avalav pesach, is asabana. But if you did this, there's no isarana at all. Not bidyevet if you did this.
He's talking about.
He's telling you the cases.
He's not saying before Pesach you go and tell me. He's saying if Pesach passed, then you had sold it.
I don't think so. He's coming off the Chumash Deshin also. The Chumash Deshin is clearly, can I do a chatchila? No, I don't think so. But what is mevor in the Zman of the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rishonim, whichever Rishonim that we do have that talk about it, it seems that the goy would take the chametz to his own house. And if the Pesach, the Yisrael will have to go to the Goy to pick it up from the Goy. Which is the case of the Tosefta. You're giving it to the Goy, and then afterwards you're getting it back from the Goy. Later on, in the Tkufa of the Rishonim already, there were people that had businesses with, their businesses were with whiskey. And, or people started traveling from city to city, and people were on the road with chametz. So then they were masakin that you could sell it to a guy, the chametz, I could sell it to the guy the chametz that's in the house. But at that time, it seems like, if you take a look at the Bach talks about it, he says, that people were very involved in these businesses, and they had chametzes. So the Bach says, but you should what they used to do is they didn't give the chametz to the guy, but they would sell the chametz with the room or with the house. Number one, number two, also it's before that the mechiras chametz was each person personally. He did it with the guy that he knew. He sold his chametz to the guy. There was no group selling. But what happened was then later on, you see, there's a lengthy tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger in one of his svarim, where he goes through all the different problems that people were getting involved in. With Pasha writing a shtar with the guy and doing kinyanim with the guy, people didn't know what they were doing, and he goes through all the different problems that were coming up. And therefore, what happened was the rabbanim decided then that we're going to make a Claudius Dika Mechira. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav has a tshuva about. It's also printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch Rav that in his city they were knowing to make a general Mechira for everyone together so that the Rav will be on top of it and of the Mechira. And then later on it spread out to other cities where they were also knowing to do this idea. It's also before another interesting point, if you look closely at the Paiskim Ovient of Memches, that there was a tekufa where the Rav used to appoint the shamish, or gabay, where the gabay used to be kind of the chametz from the people. And then he would go ahead and sell it to the guy. But then later on, people it wasn't mekubah, it wasn't accepted so much because no one wanted the end. It's enough of my own chametz, I don't need your chametz also. And people got worried about that, so it turned into what we have nowadays, mechiras chametz, shliches, harshah. Hashah is a shtar that you're giving the other person shuz to sell your chametz for you. And that's the tshuvas. There's all different schayis to this mechiras chametz. Ber Yitzchak has a nusach, Daniel Yontif, and the Stechem goes on by Arichas discussing this part. One last prat, then he gave mechiras chametz, which comes up in Dov Memches by Arichas, because this was a big issue, obviously, I want to go for also, which that's what the Tvur Shah goes very strongly against. There are people that had animals, and the animals lived off eating chametz. And if you can give them for a week, a year, other food, it's going to kill some of them and ruin some of them. So what they would want to do is they would sell the animals to the guy with the chametz for the guy to feed the chametz to the animals. So the Mishbrua talks about it here in Sifkatin. If you want to look at a nice Mishbrua, I mean, they're all nice, but... Rashi in the beginning of Korach says, the Medrash Yofan Nidrash Parsha Zurai. So you see, there's a Musi and some are nicer than others. But the Mishabru of here in Sifkat in Lamed Aleph and Lamed Gimel, he goes through a lot of different issues. Benegeya, the animals with the chametz, animal that ate chametz on Pesach, can you milk the animal and you use the milk? Or animal which ate chametz, could you shecht it and eat the basa on Pesach? He talks about over here. The Sharitzin also is a very long, it's a very long Sharitzuva over here, but he also discusses these issues. And that's about the Mechira. So we're now to do Mechira also. There's another very interesting discussion in the Achreinim, it's more again nowadays. The Chiyuv Bira goes Basa where the Bailam is or where the Chametz is, right? Let's say I'm in America, but I have Chametz here in Eretz Yisrael. So is the Chiyuv Bira go basa where I am or where the chametz is? So the Einig Yontif says klar the basa chemtza azlinon kim she chemtza hu b'mokim shu achaz man iser nesabana. We don't look at where the bailam are, and it brings the right from the Gemara in Pesachim Lamed Aleph that we go basa where the chametz is. And that's the way the Kaf Chaim takes on. The Kaf Chaim says azlinon basa mokim she chametz munich sham. I saw other tshuvas also that take on like this. But mitzad sheni, we find many paiskim that hold the ego basa where the bailam are. There's many tshuvas about that. The Mechas Yitzchik's Mesupik, he says you have to be chayshish for both of them. Rav Moshe also discusses this in more than one tshuva. Al koponim, that's a discussion. Therefore, it could be negayat to someone who has chametz, and he's not going to be in the same place, and when does he sell his chametz? When does the mechira have to be chal, kafi where he is or where the chametz is? the right. So that's so we discussed the meaning to do bdika with beer, with sveifas chametz. The meaning to do bittel. The meaning to do mechiras chametz. And then that's the meaning that everyone does mechiras chametz. Also, the goyim was very stark that you should not be semech on mechiras chametz for chametz gomer. Because of the different issues of haroma, which is not so pasha that haroma doesn't work over here. You have to learn up well the sugya. There's a sugya about haroma, the difference between the rabbanans, the rices, the sugya, mesach the Shabbos. Could be even with the haroma, it's a good mechira. You have to learn up the sifim and shulchan aruch and choshen mishpat. A few different, it comes up in a few places of choshen mishpat, where someone signed the shtar, had no clue what it said on the shtar. And after picking, it's chayv to what's said in the shtar. So even if you think it's a joke, but if you sign your name to the shtar, could be a stack of good mechira. So they are studying, but after picking, many were knowing not to sell chametz gomer, not to be semichan for chametz gomer. It's a sheni, others tainit, al-shem zeh tiknu. The whole din of mechira's chametz was mesukin for selling real chametz. Others say, yeah, but only where it's a hefsim ruba. That's where it was Masukin, and each to their minik.
In the Chumash and Rishonim, didn't have a problem with haroma, or they're talking about cases where they
wouldn't have a problem? The Chumash and I would say there's pretty clear haroma here. And he, right, he says, you give it to your good friend, you know Klar, he's telling you know Klar, the guy's not going to touch it. And this is the Lashon Kodesh in Shulchan Aruch also. I would say he's not bothered with it. But it's still a little different because the mice of the chametz is by the God. You know there's a chance that he could eat it or not give it back to him. But a little more than nowadays. But, okay. The mice is a big machlekes. For the chibidika, do you need a bias, right? So I'll tell you the interest is just very big kitzah. It's mavur that someone who only has pockets, right? The Ramah says you have to do a bedik on your pockets. So that's Klard's Mavur and Paiskim, that you cannot make a bracha on the bedik in your pockets. And Pashtos, the Chok Yaakov talks about it, others, Pashtos, because the Pasuk says, Tashbisu mi batechem, you need a bias. For the Din bedik and Din Bia was set up, Chazal set it up on a bias. Now what's called a bias? You don't need a kinyin. A bias is as long as this is your makam, a makam which is set aside for you. Someone goes to, someone's married and goes to his parents or to his in-laws and they give him a room that no one else is walking into the room. It's just for them. He has a chibadik on that room. Someone has a car. Okay, let's say he only has a car. That the only makam which is miyuchad for him. Is that called bias or not? You know, a pocket already understands not bias. But a car, sometimes you do spend a lot of time in the eating and I don't know about sleeping, but I mean, if you have to bring you, go take your wife shopping, so while she's shopping, you can sleep in the hotel. But I'm saying, maybe, but Paiskim took on, Rav Shimon Ida brings up Shimon Rav Moshe, that he heard from Rav Moshe, that if you need a bias, according to the Chayim, they need a bias, a car is not considered a bias. A bacha, lemaisa is a machlekes in a bacha, if he has any bailus, any sort of a bailus on his room or not. Meaning, this goes back to machlekes, which extends in many areas of halacha, between who's the bailum on the room, the bacha or the Rosh Hashiva. I mean, the Rosh Hashiva could get up any day and say, okay, I'm switching all the rooms around, and you have nothing to say, you have no say in the matter. But mitzad sheni, lemaisa, this is your makim yuchad. Therefore, bachim, it is the paisim do say that bachim should do a bedika, Now, bedika with a bracha is only lel yedalad. A bedik which is done before lel yedalad is without a bracha. So now, a bacha should do a bedika the night before he leaves. Without a bracha, where does he do the bedika? He's doing the bedika on the makim which is yuchad for him. The makam, which, what? His bed and his closet, and then the rest of the room, you have to divide between the rest. What are you looking for? Pashtus only for kezayis, because no one's going to be there. Number one. Number two, the stomach, the yeshiva makes the mechira on everything, and they close down the dome for Pesach, the stomach, I'm assuming so. What? They don't?
I heard that they don't sell.
Yeah, they don't?
Guys stay here.
Of the soap and everything, the soap that they say they can't.
Okay. So then you don't, you do not, like we spoke last night, you do not need to turn off the lights, you can do it with lights on. Just you're checking in general that if there's any pieces of kzayis of chametz, you're getting rid of it, and without a bracha. And the truth is, even someone who's here for Pesach, since there's machlekes poskim, if he makes a bracha, now you should do it without a bracha, unless he has a different psak for someone else. And yeah.
If you're being mafker or something, are you allowed to do it like they know the answer, or do you have to do it?
So that's part of the machlekes rishonim. If why by bitzel will you be a mafka, you don't need all the dinim of hefka. You should need three people and all that. So the Teretz says you're doing a bitzel. You're being mashed this kirikah for the alma, and mele it's batel.
Then we go. That's it.
Because the bedika that we would do is that it always.
The what? No, with lights on, even the real Badika you could do with lights on. You don't need to turn it off. It should be in the beginning of the night. Some places can bring the Prim Gaon's mash like that, but it could be not. Could be it doesn't have to, but the Prim Gaon has mashmah is that since tonight you're going to be doing your Badika. So therefore, you have the dinam of not doing anything before you do the bedika. You might come to forget to do the bedika.
Say, well, even if you do a bedika like 2 weeks before,
but you're leaving, you're not going to be there next day.
So you have to wait like till night. And
right. There's another issue. Is it better that I should do the bedika 2 weeks before? Let's say a house. I'm leaving 2 weeks before. Is it better that I should do the bedika 2 weeks before, or I should get a shliach to go do it for me the night before with a bracha? So then the question is, what's the maila of doing a mitzvah with a bracha? Is it a maila for me, because I'm making a bracha? Then it makes no difference, because either way I'm not making a bracha. Someone else doesn't make it. Or it's a maila in the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is a better mitzvah, which is mashma like that in Ritva, Pesachim of Zion. The mitzvah is a better mitzvah. There's a Tosfos Rabbein Yehuda Chassidin, Rav Yehuda Chassidin Brachas, that the mitzvah is more of a shlemzik mitzvah with a bracha. Then you have it. Another issue is the 10 pieces. If the reason we said last week, yesterday, the reason for the 10 pieces is because it's a question of bracha, you're not making a bracha. But if it's as the Arizal, as in Yonim, I don't know the Yonim clear enough, maybe they don't apply anything to the Bedika, or the Chok Yaakov has another reason for the 10 pieces. Because if you can do a Bedika and you're not finding anything, you can get burnt out after the first minute or two, and then you're just going to slack off on the rest. But if you're finding things, it makes it exciting and gives you more chizik to go further to find the rest of the pieces, and then you'll look better. So maybe then it does apply now. What else?
Anything you find has to be burnt?
No, now not. Now you can eat it. Yeah, you can eat it. Give it to your friend.
Can't eat things for every dollar.
You could, but I'm saying the bad thing, you could be a kind of mitzvah soak if you want. You could make a fire. I don't think people would appreciate it, but you could save it into a fire. You could. Yeah, fine. So we didn't touch the halachas of Lel Seder.
Next week? Sunday?
I'll
be on Sunday.
I don't want to push anyone too much, but if you guys want, then Belinda, they're fine. Yeah.